Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, and thanks for tuning in once again. And for those new listeners, welcome aboard. The San Antonio Spurs are back home after a very long rodeo road trip, and they'll kick off the little homestand with a date versus the unibrow, Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans. So to give our overall thoughts, a big overview of the game and three keys to a Spurs victory, I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, another great Spurs podcast you definitely need to subscribe to. But Joe, I mean, my goodness, Anthony Davis, he's going to be a handful tonight, and he's been kicking some booty, hasn't he?
He has. He's been putting up some major stats and has the Pelicans on a six-game win streak right now.
He is just tearing up the court right now, offensively and defensively. In the last outing he had prior to the Spurs matchup later on tonight, he dropped a whopping 53 points, albeit on the Phoenix Suns. Nevertheless, it was very impressive performance from the Brow. You know, Joe, before we dive into our keys to victory, you look at this New Orleans team, and they're doing all this without DeMarcus Cousins, who's out for the season with an Achilles injury, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Kudos to Alvin Gentry, and definitely Anthony Davis, and the rest of the Pelicans crew. They're on a kind of a mini winning streak, aren't they?
Yeah, six games in a row. And in, during the six games right here, Anthony Davis, he's averaging 35.9 points, 12.8 boards per game, 2.5 steals, 2.4 blocks, while shooting 50.9% from the field. And he's also shooting 34.2% from the three. And he's at 81.7% from the free throw line. So he's unbelievable right now.
Yeah, he's definitely making waves right now. Maybe he might pick up. No, he will likely pick up some MVP, NBA MVP votes down the way. But if he continues playing like this, I mean, James Harden, Steph Curry, those guys, they're going to have a run for their money for that MVP trophy, albeit right now Harden seems to be the front runner for the award. You know, Joe, when I look at this Pelicans team, I just, you know, outside of Davis, they have a bunch of complementary players. With DeMarcus, they're a different beast of a team, but you got guys like Rondo and Drew Holiday and so on and so forth. A lot of big names aren't there outside of Davis. What do you think is attributing to their success right now?
I just think that there's ever since that, you know, DeMarcus Cousins went down, they've been playing really good as a team. And I think what's really happened is kind of almost a mirror image of what goes on with the Spurs every season. The role players know their role and they know exactly what to do. And that's kind of dangerous for us right now in the West, because they're starting to figure things out, you know, and they're almost a mirror image of us, because they're doing it, like you said, without any really, you know, like a superstar talent other than just Anthony Davis. So, I mean, that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they definitely deserve a tip of the hat. Gentry, for his play, at least getting the Pelicans to rally without their main guy, DeMarcus Cousins, and their other main guy who's plugging away, Anthony Davis, and just get for him to step it up into a different, you know, level, a different, you know, he's the whole proverbial, hey, you got to kick it up a notch, go up one more step when your other player goes down. Davis definitely has been doing that, so I like to see that out of him. But as far as the Spurs are concerned, like I mentioned, they're definitely coming off a big road win to end the rodeo road trip with a nice win in Cleveland. Now, they've had 3 days off, and no big news happened since. I mean, other than Kawhi Leonard could be coming back. But I don't know. So some guy named Kawhi may be coming back. But if you're wondering if Kawhi will play tonight, he is not. They're still projecting him for a late March appearance. This Spurs team, Joe, headed into tonight's game, you know, yes, it's one win versus the Cavs, who are still trying to find their way. But nevertheless, that's a nice springboard into what hopefully will be a nice stretch run for the Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's just something that they need to continue. You know, you've already got one win under your belt against a really good team. The Spurs played really good, a really good game against the Cavaliers. So let's see if they can continue this on Wednesday night tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans and just continue to springboard off of this and hopefully put together a couple of wins, you know?
Yeah, and just because the Spurs are at home does not mean that their schedule is going to get any easier. We talked about this plenty. You know about this, Joe. The listeners know they have a rough road ahead, road and home schedule ahead in the final games of the NBA season. But nevertheless, hey, when you got a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge who just dropped 27.6 rebounds in Cleveland, DeJounte Murray, who I thought didn't get enough tip of the hat for his performance in Cleveland, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. He was doing it all on both ends of the court. This team is looking like they're on the right foot, maybe getting out of that roller coaster up and down, and they can hopefully get a nice winning streak, Joe, because let's face it, 3-8 in the Western Conference is tight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think it's separated by less than 2.5 games. So if you lose two in a row, you're in some big trouble.
Yeah. You're in big trouble now. You got the Wolves on their heels. You have the Thunder on their heels. We go all down to 8th seed right now, probably, and they're only, 2.5, 1 game behind. So the Spurs got to be on their P's and Q's heading into the stretch run. Now, the Spurs have one of the best records at home in the NBA, third best, at 22-6. And versus the Western Conference, they're 12-3 at home. So the Spurs definitely have a nice little advantage playing in San Antonio. Add the fact, too, that they've won 5 straight versus New Orleans in the AT&T Center. That's boding well for the Spurs. All right, now, before Joe and I dive into our 3 keys to a Spurs victory, this episode of Locked On Spurs is brought to you by Draft. How would you like to go and visit the best fantasy league online? And that is Draft.com. Look, teams are building up every day. The Locked On NBA podcast guys, we're on there every Wednesday, hooping it up, so to speak, online via fantasy leagues, and it's all there at draft.com. Gets better. Draft.com is going to offer you $100 guaranteed. You don't have a nice experience, and all listeners of Locked On Spurs can get a promo code simply by typing in LO Spurs, Locked On Spurs, into the promo code. And voila, you got yourself a nice little bonus when you go play at draft.com. You can either play online or download the app. Simply go to the app store of your choosing and search for Draft or Play Draft. One of those two will get you there. So come play with us. It's Draft Wednesday. We're all there. It gets better every day. Oh, and you get paid out the very next day. You don't have to wait. You win money, you get it the next day. Joe's right now, while I'm doing this promo, he's actually typing up right now, draft.com. He wants to get paid. So that's what he's doing during this little break. But definitely go check out draft.com, one of the best fantasy league sites on the web. Go check it out right now, draft.com. All right, Joe, the Spurs-Pelicans face off for the second time this season. So let's see what the Spurs need to do to even up the regular season series at 1-1. And I'll kick us off. Isn't it obvious, Joe? They got to do what they can to hold down Davis. You mentioned the numbers right now. We're not going to go repeat them. But if the Spurs can slow him down, I'm looking at you, LMA. I'm looking at you, maybe Laverne, if we use those 6 fouls, because Pau Gasol will not be suiting up tonight versus the Pelicans. They're going to have to double-team this guy, push him out of the block, do everything they can to make his life miserable in San Antonio. Because if he gets going like he did versus Phoenix with another whopping monster of a game, the Spurs might be in trouble.
No, I agree with you. I mean, my first key to victory for the Spurs-Pelicans game is the Spurs need to get back on transition defense. If they can't slow them down in the open court and limit those easy dunks and those easy layups, you know, those easy twos, it's going to be a long night for the Spurs, because I believe that's where the Pelicans can, I guess, have the upper hand on the Spurs, is in the open court. So the Spurs just need to be able to limit them as far as getting back on that transition defense.
Yeah, you know, you look at what the Spurs did versus Cleveland. they got back on the offensive end. Well, if their 16th transition offense off turnovers, what the Cavs had, what, like 19-16 turnovers, and that led to like 20-something plus points for the Spurs.
Did
their offense capitalizing on their defense, causing the Cavs to pretty much cough the ball up. If the Spurs can do the exact same thing versus the Pelicans, they got a great shot because, as I mentioned, they're pretty much a one-man show right now. I don't want to see anybody standing up outside of Anthony Davis right now, Joe. I mean, that's my key. I mean, you just contain Davis.
Yeah.
LaMarcus, do your best to get him in foul trouble. Something, anything. Keep him away. Get him in, you know, hack at Davis. I don't care. Whatever it takes, don't let this guy get going. You mentioned transition defense. You mentioned that because of what the Pelicans have surrounding Davis, or the fact that you've seen a pattern with the Spurs not getting back on transition defense?
It's them not getting back on transition defense. They need to limit the role players as far as them distributing the ball to Anthony Davis in the open court. Because my fear is that Anthony Davis is one of the biggest, or one of the best, and also one of the biggest guys out there, and he can actually run the floor pretty good, you know. So they need to limit those easy lobs, those easy dunks, those easy layups that Anthony Davis, you know, gets. And if they can do that, I mean, they're going to keep him honest, and he's going to have to really work hard for his points. And that's why I was saying they need to limit that transit. They need to get back and on transition defense so they can limit that run.
Yeah, you know, the Pelicans, they may lack on talent outside of Davis, but they definitely got guys that will step up and play their role, you know, the newly, if you will, Emeka Okafor. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's now with them. Drew Holiday, as I mentioned. And Drew Holiday, you know, credit him. You know, he, in the last game, he had 20 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals versus Phoenix. And don't discount Rajon Rondo. You know, he may not light it up offensively, but as far as it coming to assist, he's still one of the best in the business. 12 assists versus the Suns. He actually ranks 5th in the NBA in assists per game. So the Spurs definitely have their issues. We kicked off with 2. Davis controlling him. Joe, transition defense. Joe, what would be the final key to a Spurs victory?
Final key to the Spurs victory is something that really irritates me. And that is they need to make better decisions when passing the ball. You know, we saw this in the first half when they were playing the Cavs, where they kept trying to, you know, pass the ball, but they were not making good decisions. Again, they're trying to pass the ball between two defenders. They're trying to pass the ball when somebody's already playing the passing lane. You have to make better decisions when passing the ball. That way we can limit our turnovers. And those turnovers translate to what? Easy buckets going the other way down the court with them just throwing the ball and just lobbing it over to Anthony Davis for a quick dunk. You know, we need to make better decisions with the ball.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I also want to add to what I talked about, that controlling Davis. Look, let's be honest, a lot of his points come in the paint, like you mentioned right now, Joe, regarding that paint scoring. Listen, on the road, the Pelicans are 10-2 when they outscore their opponent in the paint. The Spurs got to get the guys out of that paint. If you can eliminate that, Spurs will have a nice little victory and hopefully start a long winning streak at 2 games in a row, pushing to 3 at the next game. All right, so those are our 3 keys to a Spurs victory tonight. What are yours? Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. Joe, what's going on with Two Shots?
Oh, we just are going to release a new episode. We're going to recap the Spurs-Pelicans game. So keep an eye out for that at 2S Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, we host the podcast on our website, which is available at www.twoshotssa.com.
There you go. Go check out Two Shots right now. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.